Good afternoon. I have a question. What are the tips to dating a virgin? Mm-hmm. I recently met this girl. She's a virgin. We've been talking for a while and we both want to take things to the next level, but she's a virgin. She being a virgin is a problem for me. What if we eventually do the do and she eventually gets stuck on me? What if I eventually lose interest? Won't she start accusing me of breaking her virginity and she will refuse to leave? I need answers and advice on what to do. So I also decided to ask the ladies the controversial question of, if a man is also a virgin, you understand, we women feel uncomfortable? Do you ladies also feel, because there's some men out there, and God bless your heart and everything, yeah, you know, they've kept themselves all this while and they decided to give themselves to you. Do ladies feel uncomfortable when they meet a guy who's also a virgin, raw, doesn't know anything? Do you also have these issues of, hey, if I do, they do, obetia kame so and so, if you say I break, do ladies also feel the same way? Let me see what's happening. Chris Vigay is trying to jog his memory of what to say. Give me a phone call anyway. And I have a call on the line. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Antina.
How are you doing? My name is Nice. It's fine. Nice, fine.
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing wonderful, by God's grace. Who am I speaking with, please?
I'm Amos, calling from 25.
Hello, Amos from Community 25. Amos, tell me, what do you think? What are there rules, are there tips to dating, you know, a virgin?
I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the guy doesn't have a good intention. Because why should you say after the ta-ta-ta and you lose interest or she does tax you? That means she only wants to break her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Because there is no problem, and you think because she's a virgin, it's a problem to you. And the problem is either she gets stuck or you lose interest. And that she'll be accusing you of you using and dumping her. Think the guy doesn't have a good intention.
So the girl should run, eh?
Yeah, the girl should run. If she knows who sent this message, she will run.
But Amos, let me ask you a question real quick, eh? Amos, when a man is a virgin, is it easy for him to be able to tell a woman, or he keeps it to himself and act like he knows?
Oh, for that one, I think if the lady asks, you should say.
To say it?
You can keep, yes. If the person asks, you should say.
But as a man, there, don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Rade. Hard boy.
Because when I was a virgin, there are lots of girls being like, that's how you go in their experience. They be like,
eh? It was. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for answering my questions. I know it made you uncomfortable, but thank you so much, my darling. 0302216568 0302216567 0548841039. Are there any tips to dating a virgin? Kumi is looking at my face like, get away, pande na ano. Hey, I'm asking for my cousin. The ladies, if a guy is a virgin and he tells you, do you also go through the same things like this guy asking for tips on how to date a virgin after doing the do? Women, do we feel that way? And Nana Kwesi on the line. Hello, Nana Kwesi. Good afternoon. Nana Kwesi, are you coming to wrap your jersey? Eh?
Leslie.
You tell me Leslie. Call me next week and I'll pick up.
Oh. Oh, it's not me.
It's who?
Sometimes the schedule is so tight to the point.
Don't worry. Add me to your schedule on Saturday and come through, right?
No problem.
Wonderful.
No problem.
Nana Kwesi, talk to me.
There's no formula. It's not about to date a virgin. It's about to date a person. So there's no formula to how you should go about it or not. The whole thing is what kind of intention does he have with the lady? Is it just to have fun or to really want to have a relationship with this person? Do you understand? A virgin like myself, when I met someone, she said she's not a virgin. Me too, I'm a virgin. I said, I won't do it again.
Because like.
I didn't want you to confuse me now. Ah, so I think that the guy should just leave the girl be, because it doesn't look like he's really in for a proper relationship. He should just leave the girl be if he feels like it's something that is going to be abiding to him, especially when they do have sex. You should just leave the girl be. That's all.
Okay.
And go and find someone who is not a virgin. And even we see with people who is not a virgin, like I'm saying, it's people you are going to be with. Why is the person having sex with you? The person having sex with you just for fun, or the person feels like I'm in a relationship with somebody and I want to do this with the person because we are here, we are in this together. Do you understand? If the person mm-hmm. feels that way and you feel otherwise, you just want to have the sex. Definitely, if you have the sex with the person and you leave, the person wouldn't be cool. It doesn't matter the person is a virgin or not. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, Charlie, if his intention is proper, then some of these things shouldn't even be a worry. He's about to go out with another lady. She look at the person holistically, and the intention is not one. Should let that guide him. If the intention is bad, I beg, shift. Even someone who is not a virgin wouldn't be happy, say, you are just coming and pretending you want a real relationship. Meanwhile, you just want to have sex and move. Someone who is not a virgin with you, nobody will be happy with that. If the intention is good, hallelujah, they should just enjoy it and let's see what happens. We know it's not a real relationship that's supposed to lead to what they say. However, if the intention is good, and just enjoy it while it lasts. Maybe it might never end. You never know. Unless your intention is bad, leave her alone. I beg you.
And I thank you so much for calling. And let me get into the studio with the brothers. Hello, the Coombs. How are we?
Yeah.
Chris B. Gig.
What's up?
So the two Coombs, the taller Coombs and the shorter Coombs. The taller Coombs.
Chris B., why can't we hear you? Say hello again.
Oh, you can hear me?
Ah, fantastic. Come and help me.
Wait, what?
Huh?
You can't hear my voice?
Use the other microphone.
Right here, live in Ghana.
This one is better.
This one is better?
Yes.
It's better?
Are you okay? Do you want me to boil your deliverance this afternoon?
No, he just laughed because I said I'm the taller Coombs.
He's feeling very sarcastic this afternoon.
I think it's true, but he's the taller Coombs.
My mind, I'm the tallest man on earth.
Wow. I know, I feel you. Yeah. Wagwan.
I know our president will not be happy about this, but it's fine.
Why did you have to bring him into this?
There's a battle of the.
It's okay, I wasn't here. So it's good afternoon. I have questions. Oh my God, okay. I have questions. What are some tips to dating a virgin? I recently met this girl. She's a virgin. We've been talking for a while and we both want to take things to the next level, but she being a virgin is a problem for me. What if we eventually do the do and she eventually gets stuck on me? What if I eventually lose interest? Won't she start accusing me of breaking her virginity and then refuse to leave? I need answers and advice on what to do. #candid. That's what we're discussing this afternoon. Please keep your messages coming through 0548841039. 0548841039. Our social media handles at Hits1039. We're live on Facebook. Join the stream and let's talk. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Okay. People seem to think that, I've seen a lot of messages, even my friends are telling me, Talibo, no, he's not interested in the girl, he just won't do the do, he just won't eat.
Really?
Yeah, but does that make sense?
It's a valid option or something to think about, but I think he's just doing this, the thoughts we have when we're in our pensive moods, we tend to think about a whole lot of things. We go, you know, beyond what any human being would even say that, oh, why should he even think like this? And unfortunately or fortunately, he's brought it out to light. So it's, you know, deep thoughts that he's thinking about.
He's panicking?
Not necessarily panicking. He probably doesn't even know how to structure his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just pour them out raw like that. Because he's being very real.
Nah.
We are in a space where the virginity of a woman is sanctified. It's it's a sacred thing, especially in our culture.
Yeah.
So if you know you lay with a virgin, there's this perception about the fact that you know, they are going to be stuck on you based on the fact that this is the first experience they have. And if you treat them good, that even makes it, you know, worse off for them. If you're a good person to them, then that's it. And sometimes they become obsessed with you, mm-hmm. right? So some of these things that have been said out there is getting him to think,
mm-hmm.
because he's dealt with people who have probably done that,
mm-hmm.
and that's their experience. So he's wondering, okay, if it happens to me, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He understands that a relationship does not necessarily mean you end up in marriage.
Yeah.
There's a risk ahead of you in terms of whatever both of you will go through. You may have fights about different things. You may get to a point you are not compatible or anything, and it didn't come up during your maybe first year or second year in a relationship. It came in your third year, and you're wondering, this thing, I can't deal with it, should I leave? You want to leave, then this person tells you, I gave you
my
virginity.
Yeah,
right? It's a thing I've been talking about, like, why are we making it look like if two people decide to have sex,
mm-hmm.
and you, the girl, agreed that I'm going to do this thing, and something happens in future, and, you know, we get into a fight or anything, we separate, then you make it look like, if I was a virgin too, should I also start shouting and say, I gave you my virginity? Because I'm a guy, my virginity is not important. You understand? I get, you know, the whole bit of trying to protect people and trying to do all of these things. But I just feel it's his thoughts that he's been thinking so loud, and he's poured them out here. What I would want him to do is to start having conversation. This is where, you know, you get real with your partner. You mm-hmm. let the person know. You can even make it look like, I'm having dark thoughts. I'm mm-hmm. having negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that are coming into my head. And it's probably because I do not know my way about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to do it together. And I'm coming to you so we discuss and we talk about it, so we know the way for it. You don't just leave them in the open and then you have these thoughts alone. You do not know what the other person is thinking. And then you take the decisions based on what you have thought about, what you have concluded on. And then the other person gets hurt. You may never know. Yeah, you are talking with this girl and you think, you know, she's, you know, being open to you, just like a normal relationship. But she may also have other thoughts that you do not know about.
Mm-hmm.
You have told us that this is what you're thinking, this is what you have in your mind. We don't know what the girl is thinking. What if she also decides she also wants to play with you? Because, boys, trust me, I told you this thing some time ago. There are some girls out there who just want to knock. They don't care about you. You think that girls don't do that, and it is, it's the boys who just want to have sex. It's the boys. No, there are girls out there who are gunning for men. They look at them, they place themselves in positions, whether they are virgins or not, to want to get these men and have sex with them. That is who they are.
Wow. When did we get to that point?
When what a man can do, a woman can do better.
Ah.
I'm sorry, but yes. Honestly, it's out there. You go on social media, you see people in town, you talk about talk with people, go to these bars, lounges where the youth, the 30 plus people are, and all of those things. These are the normal conversations people are having. A woman will approach you, stare in your eyes point blank, and tell you she wants you. Wow. It's happening now. Understand? So do not have these thoughts on your own and say, I do not know exactly what to do. You are dealing with someone else. You feel that maybe because of ABCD happening, if I take a certain action, I might be deemed the wrong party here.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I have clean intentions. I'm just thinking about the fact that we can separate in the future. We may not get married. So if it gets to that point, what's going to happen? Are you going to accuse me of? Are you the kind of people who hold your virginity in that, you know, sanctity, high esteem and say, Charlie, I gave you everything. I gave you me. And now look what you are doing to me. You are leaving me. You know, that kind of thing. So real conversations. Don't be about, you are just going on a coffee date and you are talking about sports or anything. Yeah, it's fine. But talk about yourselves and talk about what you are thinking within, you know, when you go to bed at night and you're on your pillow, what are the things you think about that can affect this other person in the relationship?
Yeah.
Through that, you get to know why they are, what they are also in for. And if both of you agree, Charlie, okay, we are doing this and we understand that I have decided, I have agreed I want to do this. You mm-hmm. have agreed you want to do this. In case anything happens, no one is blaming each other or using this, you know, virginity conversation to say, I gave you this and you want to leave me
like
alone.
Like emotional blackmail.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, let me go back to this point that you made before Ernesto comes in. We're live on Facebook, Hits 103.9 on Facebook. You can send us your messages on 054-884-1039. 054-884-1039. We're talking about if there are tips, possible tips to dating a virgin. One of our listeners has a problem because the girl he likes right now is a virgin and he's... This is the word I wanted to use when I first read. He's spiraling because he's overthinking it and asking, you know, questions about if they eventually have sex, you know, how is she going to behave? What if he loses interest and she starts, you know, blackmailing him and said, I gave you everything, and she gets stuck and she doesn't want to go. So we're asking for your thoughts. 054-884-1039. And I'm asking the women, have you ever experienced, you know, a virgin, a man who is a virgin before? Did
like
you
myself,
also...
So.
Boy,
I'll give them tips on what to do.
God, did you ever experience that? Share with me. Were you uncomfortable? Do women also think the same way that, hey, what if it happens and now he says he doesn't want to go and I lose interest? Do women even think this way when it comes to men who are virgins? Share with me. 054-884-1039. Hey, what's good for the gander is good for the geese.
The question you're asking about what women think.
Wait, I'm not done.
Ah, okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm coming to you. Please share your thoughts at 054-884-1039. We're live on Facebook. Crispy, I was going to ask you, you said for men's virginity, why isn't also not held in high esteem? Now, mom, ma'am, I'm a virgin.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
You see, that's the whole thing. Because it's generally assumed there's no sign.
Look at this boy. I could have killed a lot.
There's no sign that differentiates in terms of, you know, when something happens, that would say, okay, this guy was a virgin and I am the lady, I have quote-unquote disvirgined him, you know. But for most women, the hymen is broken, there's an evidence of blood and things like that, right? What if I'm an athlete, a female athlete?
Yeah.
I have friends who went through that experience because of the sports they were engaged in. Before they could even have any sexual encounter, the blood is gone. So now, when they tell this guy, I'm a virgin, and he doesn't see it, what happens?
But it's not in every case that you see blood.
No, but for most common...
The typical case.
Yes, the common case for a lot of sports women is that they lose that...
Yeah, but most of the people that are virgins that they get, they lay with someone.
Yeah.
Do the guys end up seeing blood?
You see, that's the whole thing, though. It's been made to look like I need to see blood before I can agree that you're a virgin.
That's what I'm asking. Did you see it?
Me. I'm a virgin. I don't understand what
Boy, bye.
You see,
but I'm asking you that question. Let's go back to the question. Yeah. I get where you're coming from. Most women went through, a lot of women were, you know, probably active during that time, playing basketball, doing running and playing football and stuff like that. So many injuries come about. But more, the two of you as men, are men confident enough to say, yo, I'm a virgin, I want to take this easy and stuff? Are men confident in themselves to say that they are virgins? Even when they are amongst their friends. Now, when you meet a girl that you like, that you want to impress, you're able to, you have the vim and the confidence.
Nah,
come and tell the girl, Hold on. I'm not done. I'm not taking my medicine this afternoon, so the thing is coming. You understand me? Do you guys have the confidence to tell a woman that you love that, you know, yo, babe, I'm a virgin, I want to take this slow? Especially when she... Do you have the confidence? Has a man ever, to all of my listeners out there, ever said, yo, I'm a virgin? My tree is getting fantastic. Yeah. Talk now.
For decades now, I've been saying it. And the reason why a lot of men don't even want to say it is because you see your reaction. You see your reaction right now. So if I go and tell my girlfriend that,
don't let me bring your business out here.
Don't do that. Because again, there's no evidence. You have to trust me.
No, because we know you. You're a liar.
No. You understand? You have to trust me when I tell you. The same way, for the way we know how a woman is supposed to be a virgin and the evidence of it, if I don't see it and you tell me that, bro, trust me, I'm a virgin, I've not done anything before, this is my first time, I'm supposed to believe. Why don't you believe me? And that's why guys don't even bother to talk about it. Because if I say it, you don't even believe me.
There's some guys, when they say it, you believe it. But
you understand? See, the innocent
he doesn't
faces.
Trust it.
You don't
trust me. I know the thing he would do, and I know the
come
thing.
Come on, Najeli.
Oh, please.
And again, women see when women are asking about if he's a virgin or not, they are thinking about the sexual experience. Can he power me very well? If he's a virgin, what does he know? What will he do to me?
Oh,
and that's the concern. It's not about maybe you
do, but have you ever said it to? But don't lie.
Actually,
I've
said it several times, and I don't. I'm not scared to say it too.
Ernesto, please come and take over. Now this boy is lying. You a virgin?
To all the virgins in
Oh, yeah. I'm not like this. You can believe it.
Including my brother.
I know there's a virgin.
You see,
I do, dear. We never believe it. You see, lie.
Don't put people in a position you cannot confirm.
No, I do said he is. He was pointing it to himself that he is.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
There's some books you
can't
judge.
People you might think are innocent, for all you know, are the worst culprits. Mm-hmm. So please, don't judge.
Thank you very much,
yeah.
Brother.
First of all, you see why, even if a man is a chaste.
Yeah.
That person will not come out to say.
Why?
Because we live in a society where it is not a norm but a convention, where people are boastful about their sexual activities.
Yeah.
So when you come out to say that I've never had sex before, they see you as Dodo.
We are slow.
John boy.
John.
You know, I'm trying to punish it. So there are people who have not had sex before, but they claim they've broken their virginity. Guys, because you want to belong, you want to be accepted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's up. So even if we've had instances where boys claim that Charlie, this lady, I claim,
wow,
now lie,
then you later find out it's not true, because we do that to amplify our ego, to boost our egos. That is why it is difficult for a guy to come out and say, I am a chaste.
But let me make this clear to all the virgins out there. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin or being chaste. Being a guy who is a virgin or a woman. It's actually
show it off like
you. He's a liar.
So, and let's flip the coin. Let's flip the coin. If a woman claims she's a virgin.
Yeah.
It may be true or not.
Oh.
But you see, in our system, if a woman is a virgin, we see that person as pious and sanctimonious.
Mm.
Not that righteous, but at least she has some level of control.
Yeah.
And that gives you some level of respect. That is why a woman will be bold enough to say that I am a virgin. Because theirs come with a certain reverence.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a guy, it comes with mockery.
Mm. What? Why?
So, I don't know. But that is how we find ourselves. So the guys would hide the real state of their virginity.
Mm-hmm.
But the ladies will let the world know. Let me tell you this. One of the most expensive commodities you will get now in our system is virginity.
Mm.
One of the most expensive commodity you can get now is virginity.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I'll say that the guy is confused.
Okay.
To the matter, the guy is confused.
Mm-hmm.
What I know, they understand now. You want a car, God give you tear rubber. You say, I want to use car. Who does that? Who does that?
I got no clue.
Yeah, you've been given tear rubber,
fresh,
brand new car. You say, I don't like it.
Boys are looking.
I want a used car.
Second
hand. I just don't understand the psyche. And apart from that, you see. His fear, I don't get him. People are saying that, he just want to chop the girl. No.
Yeah, because they think he's, you know, why are you discussing, asking for those things?
If he go chop, like he chop.
We never go ask, we.
We ain't no go ask.
Okay.
He's just trying to be plain.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if he wanted to chop, he would have chopped.
Long time.
Before even coming out to ask. So that issue of he going in just to chop the things, it doesn't come in, because he would have done that if he wanted to. So let's give him that score.
Okay.
Apart from that, let's come to his fear that the lady will be stuck
on him
if
he loses interest.
Okay. What has he seen in the lady that might spark something? You claim to love her. And you are afraid that something that you love will get stuck to you. How? It doesn't make sense. Unless maybe he's seen some red flags that he foresees problem in future. If that is the way, let the lady go. If you are not that convinced, who gets into a relationship with the notion that it will collapse tomorrow?
Nobody. Are you excited?
Okay. Have you ever seen a soldier go to war and say that I'm going for them to kill me?
No.
Then go. Unless he wants to commit suicide.
But when he goes with the mind that he can die. Kill or be killed.
The word is can.
Yep.
But you don't go that I'm going for them. You know. So I think that we need to speak to the young man and know more about him. Because and some of can insist so. You are afraid that the lady, one who is a virgin, who you claim to love, we'll get over to your council. No, Benya, you go get them.
Maybe our boy can say, no, obsession.
Yes,
what's that?
Can would
like
you
become obsessed?
You see, true. You see, would you? How many people marriages are collapsing? Why? Because you are with somebody that you think you love, the person also loves another person. So if you have somebody who loves you to the extent that I want you to be my own, yes, there may be excesses. That one is different. But the fact that you have somebody who loves you so much and wants you as her own,
it's
a blessing. Would you get that? This is something that people are praying for, searching for, doing fasting and prayers about and all these things, and they are not getting it. God has given to you on a silver platter. Tear rubber. You say you know they like. You want what? Used car. My brother, wise up. Wise up. Because to get a virgin nowadays, now in our part of the world, is a blessing. We know communities where at age 12, firstborn, they at age 15.
Yeah.
Wow, three.
Yeah.
You know, so if you are blessed with a virgin, me, I don't believe in premarital sex, even though I didn't practice it.
The disclaimer is wild.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I became a virgin.
Nice, right. Oh, you can believe in something and not do it. It's true. Najeli said Brando Abonte. He said Brando Abonte.
Is that disclaimer?
No, we should be candid.
The disclaimer is wild. Also, even though I believe in it, I didn't practice it.
I believe in it. I wouldn't advise anybody to do that. But me, I couldn't do that because,
But if you get the chance, you would have done that, the right
there
thing.
There is no chance. The one's broken, always broken. So I wouldn't even think about a second chance. Maybe in my next world, I'll think about it. But for now, Charlie is gone. Perfect. There's nothing you can do about it. Some of us, Charlie, we started early. Very early.
Columbia.
Because of the environment we were brought up, you know.
Like that one.
Everything was cool. We were brought up from Kwadasu, and you know, Kwadasu is a place, it's a feeling town. Everything goes like Ashtown, like Bantama. Everything goes. So by the time you get to that stage, you know everything already. Just that you know the theory.
Why can't you know the theory and keep it to yourself? Then when you get to the point that it's practical. No,
how do you become a master without practice?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, that one is there. Don't let us go there. Because that one is a different conversation. But what I'm trying to say is that the guy is blessed.
He's blessed.
You should put away the fear. The fear of being described as an ingrate. You know, that is his problem. But if he really sees whatever he loves in the lady... And there are no red flags that are that glaring. Human being changes. Every 10 years, human being changes. So maybe with time, the lady might change or something of that sort. If you marry a virgin or you date a virgin or somebody who has broken the virginity, and at the end of the day, once... You see, in our part of the world, we don't have sex. Sex is seen as something to satisfy men. So the moment you have an affair with somebody, the lady feels that you owe her some level of appreciation. Because I gave you mine.
Yeah.
I gave you. I also took it. I could have also rejected it. So it's a do or do affair. You know, we should understand it that way. But unfortunately, in our part of the world, it's different.
Yeah.
So if you sleep with somebody who is not a virgin, definitely what you are afraid of, if the relationship do not go well, the accusation will come. Anyway.
Definitely. Oh, that one there, even if it wasn't a virgin cry, it will still be your fault one way or the other.
You go eat food whichever way there will be problem.
Yeah.
So eat the best. Because the problem, if you go come, it go come.
I didn't hear you.
So if you are with a virgin, I've told you I don't believe in premarital sex. Mm. But don't let that be your fear, that because she's a virgin. She's a human being. You're going to deal with a human being. Hey, but me, I had a shock for the guy. Hello, Benya, so about the house, no, Philip, Anna, Jack, until Mujai.
We were not doing, go ahead.
No, the excesses
are there. But the thing is, generally. But my question to him is, has she even agreed or said to you that she wanted, you know, for you guys to get to that level and get it done? Because now you're overthinking it. Mm. What did she say to you that made you feel that, okay, she's expecting that you guys would have sex?
Yeah.
Why are you spiraling and, you know, running out of control and saying things that should make you, you know, ask all these questions? Like Crispy said, she could have just thought in her head, oh, he's so cute, I want him to be my first. And probably that is it. What if she has also decided she doesn't want to have sex until she gets married?
You see,
all of these questions that you are asking here now, no, it check like premature ejaculation.
No, the fact that the lady has decided that, okay, I want you to be the one to break my virginity.
We're not sure if she has even said that.
Well, let's assume, because had it not been that, I'm not sure the guy would be thinking about all these things. You could see that there's been some level of discussions.
Yes, level, but the next level, when a woman says...
The guy is just afraid.
But when a woman says next level, it's not necessarily you're going to do the duo.
Because we don't even know what the next level for me is.
Could be like their relationship.
You know,
so that's
they're friends, sort of.
Yeah, they seem like they're friends. So if you're moving to the next level, it's definitely a relationship. It doesn't mean that when you're in a relationship, she's eventually going to say, let's have sex.
Let's assume without accepting that, okay, they've discussed it, and your man's concern is me being accused after doing the do. That is where the problem is.
Okay,
me being accused after doing the do. Mm. But if somebody has been able to keep herself all this while, I don't know her age, but has decided that, okay, I'll let you have your way, Charlie, which means the person likes you so much.
Yes, so think about it again.
That is a blessing, because we live in a society now where you don't know who to trust. The person you think you love, or the person you think loves you, you know, is also thinking about someone else.
Yeah.
You know, full of deceit, full of, and you are blessed to have this, and what is your problem? You are thinking about what people will say after. Why should you even think that it may not work? Why do you keep such negative energy?
So you see where some of the callers are coming from with the fact that, oh, Nadrinan said he just won't eat and clean his mouth.
No, because but if you haven't that gotten was the there. Case, yeah. If that was the case, he wouldn't ask a question. Kwedi.
No, I did.
Yeah, by this time.
Quick action.
He would have.
Let me bring some of the messages in on X. This one is from Noel Clef. He says, take things slow. If your partner is a virgin, they may need to ease into physical contact with you. Be willing to go at your partner's pace. Physical intimacy does not need to happen quickly for you to feel happy and fulfilled in a romantic relationship. That's some really sound advice, though. Somebody is calling me. Oh, thank you, laptop. Okay, shout outs to you, laptop on X. Let me move on. Nana Kwesi said, gather here, my virgin brothers. We are in it together. Nana Kwesi. See, I find it difficult to believe that Crispy, never mind, since we know what he's been doing. Good afternoon to your girlfriend. She knows herself. Hello, Nana. I think the guy has bad intentions. Kind of wanting to hit and run. Question is, does the guy really love the virgin girl? If yes, then he should wait a little for, I think this virgin isn't yet mature too, in a way. Thank you. That's coming from what? East Wind. I don't get that one. But from Medina. Okay. Good afternoon, lady and gentlemen. I'm in a relationship with a lady who's a virgin. When we met, it's not easy dating her. For 5 years, we're still on it. And now I'm used to it. That's Fianco from Cantonments. That's good. So 5 years.
She's still a virgin.
He said when we met. I don't know what happened after. He said it's when we met. It's not easy dating her for 5 years and we're still on. That means they haven't done anything.
Okay.
Yeah. And they are still going on.
Talent, good job, brother. Keep your feet.
Keep going.
I have that hat.
Benjamin Clinton says, don't start what you're not ready to continue. What you started has come back to a big time. Okay, this is from yesterday. It has to be communicated well with your partner for her to understand you. Okay, this one is from yesterday. Good afternoon, Nah. He does not have good intentions for the girl. If he's here, if he's in for sex, he should look for someone who doesn't mind. Just the sex. He shouldn't start what he can't finish. Can't he be with her without sex? Well, he should leave her alone. That's coming from now, kindly, from Mashali Buche. Good afternoon. I'm Jova from Aldershot and Pure Water, New Road Estate. I'm now telling a girl you're a virgin is like going to the police station to report that your girlfriend or wife has beaten you. Most times, a policeman or woman will look at you in a certain way.
Yeah.
So you agree with him. That's why people don't say you're virgins. People are ashamed of yourself. I don't know why people are ashamed.
It's skinny. No, but my brother says he's a virgin. Me, I'm not. So, yeah, it's about the truth.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You're shocked meeting a virgin. It's all right. It's all right.
I'm what?
You're shocked meeting a virgin. It's fine.
I'm shocked that I'm meeting you.
Simply, the guy is blessed. Just that he should count his blessings and stop thinking too much. Yeah, he should count his blessings. Because,
count your blessings.
Yeah, because having a virgin nowadays, Charlie,
and it will
it's not easy. So if you are lucky to have one, you know, you have to hold her in high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is okay, her character, traits and everything is something that you like, then why worry? Because whichever way, the person that you're going for was a virgin before somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's analyze it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You are afraid that the virgin will get stuck to you.
Yeah.
But you are not afraid that you're going to date somebody whose virginity was broken by another person. Mm-hmm. What shows that she's also not stuck to that person emotionally.
Mm.
But you are afraid to go into such a relationship. You are comfortable.
Yeah. That's a good question.
But you are not afraid. You are not afraid to do that. But you are afraid that somebody will get stuck to you, then that person becomes your own.
Mm.
This is a simple analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Charlie, go for it if you want, you know. Yeah, if you're a Christian, to wait when you get married to her, then you can enjoy your own food.
As I'm doing.
Yeah.
Look, I don't like this. What is that?
Ladies
it's...
and gentlemen, real virgins wear pink.
What is all this, Christian? What is all this? This conversation has been quite interesting. If you are, he shouldn't just, you know, be spiraling like that. He should just
He's just confused.
Or probably, you know, the other side of him wants to have sex.
He's just confused because
he's overthinking.
Okay, let me. Mamen katri nengo ye.
Ah.
Mamen katri nengo ndemo. T. Om pesa obana beti akauso.
Mhm.
Because on our breaking the virginity.
Mhm.
But you're comfortable. Said you'll be a breaking the virginity. Ah, possibly. Emotionally. What ya can you
pass? So no. That's the one that you want.
Okay. Are we safe?
No, I think we're not thinking straight these days.
Yeah, so I don't get the analogy. Also relaxing.
He has to breathe.
On concentrating on you know
the friendship and the relationship rather than the you know it's being important. Nervous about having sex with a virgin.
Yeah.
Mokra, nah, this one has made Crispy come and lie here. Oh. Dear Lord, forgive Crispy.
What?
Thank you guys so much for joining me. Hey, Crispy Key.
You're shocked.
Crispy.